Lady Fatima al-Zahra protected the institution of imamah, and imamah is something which is key in human perfection. Without imamah, humanity would be at loss.
But I personally feel that my personal problem is never solved as long as the problem is not solved for all of our people in this country.
We can say that what she did was to engage in a social, political activity to help bring the authority of the imam to society as it should be.
جئنا إلى إيران حتى نستلهم من نور الثورة الإسلامية ومن قائدنا الحكيم والعظيم حتى نعاهد بأننا نحن الشباب المسلمين سندافع عن الإسلام حتى آخر قطرة من دمائنا.
I have to think to myself today in the 21st century, what is my role to bring imamah as a reality in society in my day and age?
We know it well that none of us acting alone can achieve success.
My leader, how are you?
We must therefore act together as a united people for national reconciliation.
If we don't learn that lesson from Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, you know what happens? We will be just like the ones that Fatima al-Zahra went on their doors and knocked and reminded them what the imamah was and what the pledge was and told them to come, and they didn't come. If we sit here and we complain why they did that, if we don't get involved with this now, we're just like those people. No difference.
Sayyidina Mawla Imam, دعا کن برای ما. صاحب ما تویی، صاحب این کشور تویی، صاحب این انقلاب تویی. پشتیبان ما شما هستید. ما این راه رو ادامه خواهیم داد، با قدرت هم ادامه خواهیم داد. در این راه ما رو با دعای خود، با حمایت خود، با توجه خود پشتیبانی بفرما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله.